Just a declaration. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for this word.
Thank you for this word.
It's going in my heart.
It's going in my heart.
I will understand it.
I will understand it.
And I know you're talking to me.
And I know you're talking to me.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And Gail, I think you might enjoy this one. What leads to strife? Sometimes we don't understand why strife happens, but it does. And I'm using the Amplified because I was oppressed to do so. What leads to strife, discord, and feuds? And how do conflicts, quarrels, and fighting originate among you? Do they not arise from your sensual desires that are ever warring in your bodily members? You are jealous and covet what others have, and you desire, your desires go unfulfilled, so you become murderers. To hate is to murder as far as your hearts are concerned. You burn with envy and anger, and are not able to obtain the gratification, the contentment, and the happiness that you seek. So you fight in war. You do not have because you do not ask. Or you do ask God for them and yet fail to receive because you ask with wrong motives and evil, selfish motives. Your intention is, when you get what you desire, to spend it in sensual pleasures. You are all like unfaithful wives having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vows to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose, that says the spirit whom he has caused to dwell in us yearns over us, and he yearns for the spirit to be welcomed with a jealous love? And it's confirmed in Jeremiah 3, etc. But he gives us more and more grace. You know, a lot of people don't even think about asking for grace. They just don't get it. They think it's for somebody else. But asking for grace is your salvation. It's the power of the Holy Spirit to meet this evil tendency and all others fully. That is why he says God sets himself against the proud and the haughty, but he gives grace continually. And I stress the word continually to the lowly, those who are humble-minded enough to receive it. I didn't really want to go into this subject, but I do believe that all of us qualify for that. And sometimes we have tunnel vision, and we think in one way, and God is saying, that's enough. And Joe, I remember a few weeks back, you said, I know that I'm pressed to put that band around my finger. And you acted in faith. Because at that time, there was a lot of poop, but it wasn't in the tub. What I'm getting at is this. What you and I perceive through our own intellect sometimes rules our hearts. And when it does, and others have another opinion, it causes us to go into reverse. You're never going to get anywhere by going into reverse or anger. And I've been there. I've been there on multiples of occasions for different types of circumstances, and I'm not going to go into the details. What I am, however, saying is this. Get a different opinion. Ask the Holy Spirit for grace for those situations that you can't figure out. Because that grace is really you saying, I can't do it. And when you admit you can't, that's when he's going to open up the shooty chute from heaven and release it down to you when you least expect it. I also have had a press for today that this is the last of the completion and we start a new month tomorrow, new beginning tomorrow. Take that literally. A new beginning is something that you and I need in multiples of levels. And sometimes the quarrels and the difficulties that happen in a household and in a relationship are there for a reason. So when you and I humble ourselves, we get God's opinion on the situation. When we start to fight and try to get something to happen on our own, and even if you're using Jesus, I say using Jesus, because many don't even realize that they're using him. They're planning their own strategy and they're pushing their own strategy, and their own strategy is going to fail. So what I'm getting at is this. Yes, we have difficulties. Yes, we have trials. But good grief, don't forget to ask for grace. Just don't put it off till tomorrow. Just close your eyes right now and put your hand over your heart. And say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I need grace.
I need grace.
I need a lot of it.
I need a lot of it.
And there's a great supply. And I'm thanking you tonight. Whatever quarrels, whatever difficulties, they're not too big for you. And they're not too big for me. Because you've got a plan. Download it to me, Lord. Give me a dream and wake me up. And then the grace to carry it out. For the strategy of heaven will rule in every situation. If I simply humble myself and ask. And I'm asking. In Jesus' name. By faith I receive that grace tonight. And I'm going to rest tonight. I'm going to sleep tonight. Just like a nice little child. With a Baba. Couldn't help that one. God's love to each of you. Share some hugs.